we went to Wood Chopper. We had bought a track vehicle, which is called a Ranger, a small track vehicle, and brought it up to the cabin at 40 Mile on the barge. And then we moved, we put it on the boat. That was scary. We put it, took the tracks off of it and put it on the boat and took it on up to Wood Chopper, which is about 15 miles farther up the river from where the, our cabin was at 40 Mile. And we had a trailer. We put that on the boat and hauled it up there. And then we moved the stuff from the river, and it was 6 miles back to Joe's camp from the river. And he had, of course, built a road. It was like a boulevard. It was a beautiful road that he had built. And so then we just put everything on the trailer. I don't know how many trips we made, all of his tools and whatever we salvaged from the flood, and took up there to Joe's camp. And there was a little cabin there that was, I think it was 13 by 14 or something like that, that we lived in for that summer. And most of the winter, and that winter was a really warm winter. And so they had a, there was another really nice little house on the other side of the airstrip that was called Patty's Palace. And that was Dr. Patty's house that he lived in when he worked there, or when they owned the Woodchopper claims there. And, but it didn't have any insulation in it. It was a beautiful little plywood, like a little palace. So we decided in the 1st of March that we would move out of that little log cabin and move into Patty's Palace. And it had a big old wood stove in there. And luckily we had the Ranger in the trailer, because right after we moved in there, right after the 1st of March, it got down to 30 below zero. And it stayed like that until about the middle of April. And Ray and the boys went out and cut wood all day, and I stayed in the house and fired the stove all day.